Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
studying for your exams.
Oh, good one. Good. Sometimes listening to us while you study might actually help.
I don't think it would because you're listening to words being said while you're trying to read words, and I don't know that that's a good combination.
Okay, but what if we just happen to be talking about the thing you're studying and we drop a nugget of info on it?
What, you're doing an exam on
vectors?
Vector, yeah. Which in today's podcast, if it makes it,
yeah,
I don't know,
it's going to
make it, yeah, you would know what it, actually, we don't actually explain it.
We don't explain it well, at least.
We just say the word if you, by accident. A couple of things for you that I learned while I was at university for 9 years.
You and me both, bro. How much does that suck?
Yeah, on that money that we spent and didn't need. Classical music is the best music to study to.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have words in it, like I said.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, or if you're talking words, the second best thing to do is to record yourself reciting the information and listen to it back.
Oh, like an audiobook of your own study notes.
Yeah. Okay. You're more likely to absorb that information if it's spoken, and you're also more likely to take it on if it's your own voice, because essentially you're giving yourself that. So I actually went to uni with a girl. Her name was Ellie. Mm. She got straight. We did 1 to 7. I don't know what your university did.
1 to 7.
Yeah, so 7 was the highest mark you could get.
Oh, no. We had out of 100, and then it was like high distinction and...
Yeah, so no, like you could get a 7's a high distinction. I think 6.8 to a 7's a high distinction.
No, we had it out of 100.
Yeah, it was like points. Anyway.
Whatever.
She got straight 7's, and she would talk, and then she would listen back while she walked a dog, went to the gym and stuff.
Tell you what, getting straight 7's and explaining that to somebody who doesn't understand that 7's like the highest mark would be really demoralising, isn't it? So how'd you go, oh, I got straight 7's? You'd be like, okay. Like a credit.
7 out of 100?
That's pretty average.
So they would mark you, like you'd get 100 or whatever, and then they would convert that to then...
Grace, you went to radio camp. Did you have marks out of
100? Yeah, it was like distinction, high distinction. I think I had a distinction average.
Did you really?
Was there a humour subject or course?
No.
Because humour's subjective.
It was all quite subjective.
What was your best subject?
Oh, I don't remember. I was really good at like...
Not producing.
I was...
You got an actual 7.
I was, out of 100.
I was content director in one of our pop-up radio stations, so I was the boss, and I was
good
at that.
How long did radio camp go for?
A year.
How much do you pay to get radio camp?
$25,000.
And you stay there, don't you? You stay on site.
No, you don't stay. It's not an actual camp. Can you please stop calling it a camp? It's a proper school.
I just made fun of her for paying $25,000 for a year, but technically she's at least using her degree.
Exactly.
I paid like... I think it was $100,000.
The price of a house on 2 degrees that I'm not using.
But I did 3 years of not something. I was at uni for 9 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Hmm. But you know what? Jeez, I got some just living.
I got some stories, didn't you?
Oh,
God, you got some stories. Like that one you just told about Ellie. What a story.
I wonder what she's doing now.
I know. She's probably using her degree.
Yeah. No, actually, she became... That was human movements. Then she became a... What's a foot person?
Podiatrist.
Nope.
Podiatrist.
Yeah, she's a podiatrist.
Sorry, Grace, you went to radio camp.
Dr. Chris Brown has revealed he's thinking about dropping the doctor bit from his name.
Oh, then what's Julia Morris going to call him on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Chris Brown.
She loves calling him the doctor.
The doctor.
That's her favourite gag, the doctor.
The trained veterinarian, that's a tricky word to say, explained in a column for Stella magazine.
The trained veterinarian.
Trained veterinarian.
Okay.
Yes. Explained in a column for Stella magazine that he isn't legally allowed to treat humans. And then
Sorry. He did an interview. Hey, guys. I can't treat you because I'm a vet.
Yeah. Do animals. I do animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
And apparently that causes confusion for some.
Oh, wait. Do people go, Doc, have I got coronavirus?
Oh, I don't know. Apparently.
Look at this. Yeah. What's wrong with it?
He said that.
It's supposed to be this big.
I need a cream. You went with elephants, don't you?
He said
that... Oh, Jimmy's here.
Oh, the ski egg.
He said that he had the revelation when he witnessed an accident involving a woman crossing the road who was clipped by a cyclist. He says, Chris, he rushed in to help, but stepped aside when a medical doctor arrived at the scene, which is, you know, that's... the obvious thing to do.
Right. What was the confusion?
He said that it was a reminder of how those two letters can put me in some awkward situations. But no, he ran in to help and then stepped aside when a real doctor arrived.
You put yourself in the awkward situation.
He said, don't worry, guys, I'm a vector.
I'm a vector. Really swore. I would have been okay with you swearing then.
No.
I'm a vector.
Vet is what I was trying to say.
What is a vector? Isn't that like a...
It's a line.
Yeah, it is.
Something that draws your eye to another thing.
It's used in physics.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Doctor.
Okay.
Bet. Yeah, but he ran in then.
I know.
He ran in. He put himself in there. He put himself in the awkward position. But if you see an accident happen and you're in the position to try and help somebody, you would always run in.
Exactly.
And step aside if a medical doctor came.
That's like the normal thing to do.
The confusion. Yeah. People didn't know. I'm mouth to mouth to dogs.
Who's confused?
Who's a good boy?
Dr. Chris, I've been hit by a car. Who's the good boy, though?
Yeah. We're going to get you spayed. He has to go with Dr. Chris Brown, because when you say Chris Brown, I think people immediately think of the awful rapper.
Is he a rapper?
No, Chris Brown.
More of a singer.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't really care about him.
Yeah. But if you say Chris Brown, I think of that guy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
If you say Dr. Chris Brown, I think Julian Morris.
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. I reckon he's got to keep it. No, he says he thinks there should be a different prefix for vets.
Like what?
No, but you could be
Vet Chris Brown. I don't know.
Isn't a dentist a doctor?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you could be a doctor in anything. You can get your doctorate.
If you have a PhD, you can be a doctor.
Oh, Jimmy's out of the chat. Pretty huge doctor.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. No, I don't think you need it.
I think he needs to chill out and stop inserting himself into medical situations and going, I'm a vet.
Vector.
I'm a vector. Oh, Dr. Chris Brown, keep your name, buddy. You're going to rock.
Yeah, today is Monday, which means we need to get our brains into action and do the Google off.
Some more than others, Vector.
Yeah, my brain particularly. But today's the tattoo edition because on Friday we were all privy to the fact that Peter Gutwin, our premier, has a giant tattoo on his arm of a panther.
This is brilliant.
Huge fan of Black
Panther. Huge news.
The movie. Massive.
It's a great movie.
I actually haven't seen it, to be honest.
Yeah, haven't you seen the Libs, tagline this year?
No.
Wakanda forever.
No, I mean, Tasmania forever. Wakanda, yeah. Tasmania forever.
Liberal forever.
If you haven't seen it, it's on our Instagram at Jimmy Nath on our story at the moment. I love it.
I think it's great.
It's so good. Yeah. It's so brilliant.
I just didn't picture him as a guy with giant tattoos. And he said it was to commemorate him getting his black belt in Taekwondo.
Yeah.
Because he calls himself the Black Panther.
And at night, goes around fighting crime. That's what he does.
I did see someone say, if this is the tattoo he's choosing to show to everyone, what's on his other arm?
Yeah, because everyone's like, why wouldn't he just choose the other arm? But apparently, he has another full tat on his other bicep. Wonder what it is.
There's a, what do you call it when they do the arguments? Him
debate.
And Rebecca White.
Debate. Yeah.
There's a do the arguments.
Anyway, so him and Becca are having a debate today.
Yeah.
She's going to roll up her sleeve as a tiger. Yeah. She's like, look at this. I'm cool too.
She's going to arm wrestle. Yeah.
She's got a butterfly in her lower back. Ha-ha! I beat you, Pete.
You're feeling lucky, punks? Go ahead. Get your fingers ready, boys. It's time for the Google Off.
Here's how it works. I'll give you a question. Jimmy and Nath, you need to Google as quickly as you can to find the answer. Names are your buzzers. As soon as you buzz in, you need to take your fingers off the keyboard. No cheating. Best of three. And today, we are doing the tattoo edition because it's been revealed that Peter Gutwin, our premier, has a giant tattoo of a panther on his arm.
I love this.
Question number one.
Straight into it.
At Jimmy and Nath, if you want to see the photo on it, it's an Instagram story.
No one in the Jimmy and Nath team has a tattoo. What percentage of Australians have at least one tattoo?
Nath. Oh, no.
Oh, you screwed that up.
Oh, no. What percentage of Oz have a tar? I forgot the T. Bugger.
You're going to have to lock one answer in. You can scroll. You cannot click on anything.
No, I've got tar. That's not going to give me the answer.
Would you like to have a guess?
Yep. 13.
13%?
13%.
Incorrect. Jimmy.
14.5%.
That's correct.
That's pretty good guess from
Pretty
me.
Good guess from Nate, yeah, yeah. But still yeah, incorrect, but still unfortunately. Incorrect.
That's not the point of the game. You and, can't be pretty close.
The percentage of men who have tattoos is 15.4 and women 13.6.
Oh, so it averages out. That's fun.
We don't have... Yeah, none of us have tats.
No.
Not even secret tats.
Hmm. No, I feel like if anyone... I'm thinking about getting a tattoo.
Really? Yeah.
What do you want to get?
I don't want to say it on the show.
Can you tell us after?
I can tell you during the song.
I want to get the Olympic rings.
No, don't get the Olympic rings.
I want to go to the Olympics and get the Olympic rings.
No, I don't even want to go. What a story. I get them just like above my waistline, and then sometimes people say to me, like, oh my God, you went to the Olympics? I'll be like, shh. Not telling you what for.
All right, question number two. If Jimmy gets this one correct, the game is over.
Oh, that's right.
Nate takes it to a tiebreaker. Harry Styles has a tattoo on him in Hebrew. What does it say?
Nate. Oh, no.
What have you done?
Oh, I think I might get it.
Oh,
I've written Harry Styles' tata meaning. Rose tattoo.
No.
No, because he's got a few tats. Oh, bugger.
He does have a few tats. Oh, I've screwed it up. Been looking for the one in Hebrew. Oh, what does it say?
I've screwed it up, guys. Does it say it on here?
Would you like to hazard a guess?
Ship tattoo. Girlfriend, Taylor Swift. Oh. Damn. I've got nothing, guys. Oh, well, it says... hey, girl. No, it says One Direction for life.
Apparently he does know how to say One Direction in Hebrew, but that's not what he that's has tattooed it, on him. Okay. Jimmy, would you like to give me an answer?
No, I've been able to...
Have you screwed up too?
Well, no, I haven't screwed it up, but I've typed in Harry Styles as a Hebrew tattoo. What does it say?
Yeah.
And nothing in front of me. I can't click on any articles, and they're all clickbait. It says click here to learn what...
Oh, no.
So there's clickbait got you.
I'm scrolling down.
So you can't answer either?
Oh, okay. No, wait. This one, actually at the bottom. Gemma.
That's correct. Well done, Jimmy's done it!
Well done!
Scroll. Right at the bottom. One of them didn't do clickbait. It just went, Gemma.
Wow,
she's older sister's name.
Absolutely came down to the wire there, didn't it? Yeah. Luckily, he was able to scroll.
Congrats, Jimmy.
I couldn't do any of that. Sorry, guys.
That's right.
Was off today.
You were off today.
I went with the plan that you'd... she had a lot of words. Percentage. I was like, you'll probably stuff that up.
Yeah. Oh, Hebrew. You know what? This won't let me know in the percentage. I went with the symbol option. So I had to do, shift... And then press the thing.
Oh, you went
because I thought it would save me time. Turns out it didn't.
Imagine if you didn't hit shift, you would hit five. Harry Styles five tattoos.
That would have been like, yes. How many tattoos does he have?
I'm not sure, but I do know that Ariana Grande has 55.
Oh,
that's
what?
A later question.
Oh, is that a later question?
Yeah.
55 tats. Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
I don't remember her with tats.
She got heaps of little ones.
I didn't even know she had one.
I didn't know she had one either. 55 tats, Ariana.
And we didn't get to that question.
I know. I would have got that one, I reckon. I would have topped it in quickly.
Ariana Grande number tats. But you would have done the number sign. What is it, shift 3? Rach comes in because she's only one booth away. One booth away, right? She comes in because she's got the good news today. One booth away, right?
Now, I did think we'd seen the last of COVID lockdowns in Australia, but unfortunately not. We're going to find out today if WA comes out of COVID lockdown and whether or not that'll have any effect on Tassie's borders. Yeah. Now, they went into lockdown on Friday for 3 days, sadly. They had an outbreak in Perth quarantine. That bloke then travelled to Melbourne and panic ensued, basically.
But that bloke did his 14-day quarantine.
Yeah, he did his 14-day quarantine, picked it up. And then tested positive a couple of days later in Melbourne. Goes to show you can never be too careful with this thing. But yeah, Perth and Peel regions are currently high risk for Tasmania, as well as every other state in the country. Real taste of their own medicine for WA this time.
We're all going, ha-ha, see, now we've shut you out.
Yeah.
Not very nice, is it?
Yeah, what do you think about it, Mark? Hey? We're going to snap lockdown you, aren't we?
And we're North Melbourne supposed to be playing in Tassie this weekend?
Yeah, that is, we don't know if that's going to go ahead. Obviously, North Melbourne played in WA on Saturday. They're now in 14 days quarantine in Melbourne. So they've flown back. They're now in quarantine. They're supposed to play in Hobart. Against the Demons on Saturday, North Hobart Oval. So we're not sure if that's going to happen.
Mark McGowan as well. He's now pointing fingers at federal federal parliament now for
saying. Oh, yeah, of course he is.
He's going, well, I said that we should be having like special quarantine centres.
Too late, mate.
As opposed to you. Now, Peter Dutton's gone back there. I just love it when they feud.
It's just a back
and
forth.
They're pointing fingers at each
politicians
other.
Fighting.
I didn't click on the article, but I saw Mark McGowan blames Canberra for outbreak. I was like, what?
So Mark McGowan and Dutton are just going at each other for
this. It's like a schoolyard fight between male politicians.
And,
yeah,
so that's all happening over the weekend, right? Yep. And I didn't say to him. Meanwhile, our Premier's rolling up his sleeve going, look at my sick tag.
Oh, the guns on Gutwin. That could cure COVID, I reckon.
Absolutely. You want to see the Panther dance?
So Gutwin's tattoo. Apparently he's got another one on the other arm.
Yeah, we don't know what that is.
Southern Cross.
Oh, God. He'd lose a lot of votes for that.
Well, what do you think's on the other arm?
Well, he's got two black belts. And if you've got a Panther for the first black, I reckon there's a twin Panther. I reckon it's the double Panther.
Oh, you mean it's double Panther?
I reckon
Panther.
He's like double gunned it. For Panthers, I reckon.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm going to be honest with you, Rachel. We had him on last week, was it? The election this weekend. Nathan, I'm going to move heaven and earth to get him back on the show.
Oh, please do. I've got a lot of questions for him.
Yeah, just we'll ask
him. I want to arm wrestle him.
I don't think you could take the Panther, mate.
No, absolutely not.
I want to find out what the other tattoo is.
Yeah,
I wonder if there are any more.
Yeah, how many tattoos does he... Do you know Ariana Grande has 44 tattoos?
Yeah, where she put them?
Where are they?
Yeah, where are they?
55
tattoos. 55. Yeah, you were close. Sorry, you were close. Man. Yeah.
I'll show you what, though. I mean, between Gutwin and McGowan, we got the caller premier. Just saying.
Oh, absolutely, we do.
Ours has a Panther.
He's dead. He's dead. His jokes are really bad. And Hobart wants to laugh right now, but instead they're going to say, oh, Dad.
Dad.
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, Papa.
Stop it, Papa.
Father? Father, no.
Father, I would never. Yes, it is Dad Joke Monday. Look, we're running a little bit late for time, Hobart, so we can't take your jokes this morning, but I've got three.
You're just going to push three out, eh?
I'm just going to push three out.
Okay.
Nate, you got a pen and paper there?
Yeah, pen and paper, mate.
This might help this.
Prepared.
Okay, this might help the joke.
Okay.
Can you, a friend of mine, Tony, you know Tony.
I love Tony, one of the great guys.
Yeah, Tony asked me not to say his name backwards. Oh. And I said, why not?
Why?
So can you write Tony backwards for me?
Oh, Tony backwards is why not, guys. Tony backwards is why not. Clever gear from Tony. I haven't heard from him in a while either.
Are you inviting him to your birthday this Friday?
No, not at all, because I haven't heard from him.
Yeah.
He didn't send me a message. Oh, no, he put HBD on my wall.
Oh, yeah, don't know that. This one is, look, you may not like this joke.
Okay.
I'm going to be completely honest, because it's a friend's joke.
Oh, yeah, friends.
And you weren't massive into Friends.
Yeah, well, I've seen a couple of episodes.
Your girlfriend, Meg?
She loves it.
Loves
it.
She's probably loved this joke.
All right, well, I might regurgitate the joke to her later on.
Look, you may get it. You need to know, can you name some of the actors and actresses in Friends?
I know their characters.
No, but do you know the actors and actresses' names?
Yeah, Matt LeBlanc.
Okay, yeah.
Courtney Cox.
Yep. Okay, you haven't said the one I've... You may get this joke. I'm going to try it on you. See if you get it.
Yeah.
Friends fans will love this.
Okay.
All right. What happened when the cast of Friends was stuck out at sea in a life raft?
The cast of Friends were stuck out at sea in a life raft. I don't know.
Well, they were fine because Lisa could row.
Who plays Phoebe?
Yes! Yeah,
that's good. That's good.
That's a good right.
Yeah, Friends gear.
Oh, you heard about David?
What happened?
Oh, he's a shrimper.
That's good. That's good.
Okay. All right.
Woo-hoo. Okay. I'm not even a Friends fan. And I like that. That's
all
good.
Right, last one.
Yeah.
I went to a garage sale.
Yeah.
On the weekend,
mm-hmm.
And there was this bald bloke there.
Oh.
And it was Peter Gutman.
Tattoo.
Just a boy. Anyway, he's rummaging through some stuff, and he finds a wig.
Found a wig. Okay.
And he said to the person who was running the garage, he goes, how much for the wig? And the person goes, $1.
$1 for the wig.
And I went, that's a small price to pay.
That's good. To pay. A toupee. That's good.
Small
that
price
really
to pay.
Good. That was really good.
Thanks,
well
mate.
Done.
Yeah,
they're not always all good.
Yeah.
Today was an exception to that
good,
rule.
Yeah. The good. One day I don't ask people to call, I absolutely nail it.
Jim, it's massive news. We've been talking about it all morning. Social media has been sent into a frenzy, of course, off the back of a video showing Premier Kick It in the Guts Gutwin getting his COVID vaccine. The reason the video's gone viral is because it showed his giant Black Panther tattoo taking up the majority of his right arm. And boy, do we love this story. One of the great stories of 2021.
Yeah, you hear that, Mainland? Our premier's cooler than whatever premier you have.
Yeah, absolutely. No, because Gladys Berejiklian, apparently she's got a tiger on her forearm.
No, she doesn't. Because the thing is, now you say that as a joke, but now people will believe it. Because Gutwin has a giant panther on his arm.
Now,
if you haven't seen it, it's on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. And just quickly, Nath, I did put a poll up saying, did you know that Gutwin had it? And people are voting yes and DMing us. No, if you knew that on Friday when you saw the news, I've just put the poll up last night.
Yeah, of course. We already knew. We just weren't on the air.
Yeah.
We had to wait.
Sorry, we don't do a breakfast show Saturday and Sunday. So all those people going, oh, yeah, I knew on Friday.
Well, you should have done a Saturday broadcast. You're going to pay us?
No, we do it for love, mate, not for money.
No, absolutely. Now, Jim, the video went viral on Gutwin's TikTok. And when asked about
this. Oh, yeah, Gutwin also has a TikTok now.
Yeah, and do you know what his TikTok, this is what I love. You know what his TikTok handle is?
No.
Puppy_G. Puppy G. Gutwin. Now, he said that the Black Panther tattoo is a reminder of the hard work and discipline that he put in over the years to be able to get the black belt. Of course, he's a black belt in Taekwondo.
Yeah.
Which is why he got the Black Panther tattoo.
My favourite part of this whole story, I mean, Puppy G's probably right up there as your TikTok handle.
Puppy G's now my... It was the Black Panther. Now the fact that his TikTok handle is Puppy G, that's made it.
But no, it's that... Because a lot of people commented saying, well, you know, if you did have this tattoo, you're the premier of our state, you could roll up your other sleeve and get the injection in that arm.
Mm.
And his response was, no, I have a larger tattoo on his... So he has a bigger tattoo, which we don't know what it is. On his left arm.
Well, that's the thing. We know what it is now. It's Will Hodgman's face. Just on the other side. Yeah.
Will Hodgman's got him on his butt. little gutters on his left cheek. No, the thing is, we can't even joke about it because this is true.
Yeah, 100%.
He has a giant Black Panther tattoo on his right arm, and he has a bigger tattoo of what we don't know on his left arm.
Tell us that we don't have the coolest premier. You know what I mean?
Puppy G.
Puppy G. He's got a Black Panther. I honestly wonder if the demand for Black Panther tattoos will now increase within Tasmania. Everyone knows that Gutwin has
one.
I'll
tell you what we will do, Hobart. We'll do this for you. Now, the election's on Saturday. So we've got to vote Saturday.
Mm.
So it's Monday now. Between Monday and Friday, we are going to try and get Peter Gutwin on this show.
Puppy G.
Puppy G. I am only referring to him as Puppy_G.
Yeah.
And I want to know what the other tattoo is.
Mm.
That's what Hobart, we will promise, we will try and get to the bottom of this between Friday. What is the other tattoo?
Yeah, we've got to figure out what it is. All right, watch this space. We'll find out what's on Puppy G's left arm. Now, Jim, this is huge. As we know, everyone loves to laugh. Everyone loves to drink. Everyone loves to win prizes. Well, no. Woohoo! Which is why we wanted to combine all of these things in a comedy gala like no other, and it's called Jimmy and Ace Hits and Gigs. That sounds like that's a joke in itself. It's not. We just haven't got the opener made for it yet, but we will. It's actually happening. It's all happening on the 7th of May at Rest Point Showroom. We've got a bunch of Tassie's best comedians, Jim, performing a gala-style show. It's been handpicked. There's also going to be some live music from our very own Shawnee B. There'll be free drinks, and also we've got heaps of prizes on the night as well. So you get comedy from about 7 different comedians, so Tassie's best comedians. You can win prizes. You get free drinks. It's all happening on a Friday as well. So you don't have to worry about the next morning.
You can
morning.
Go to Ray Jeans afterwards.
Oh, absolutely. Bloody you can go have a slap
tie
afterwards.
Off.
Absolutely. It's all happening at 7th of May.
What did you say?
Have a slap.
Oh, I'm pokies.
Yeah, of course.
Gamble responsibly.
100%. Now, the first tickets are up for grabs right now because this is the first time we've launched this. 13 10 60. The first tickets are up for grabs for our Hits and Gigs night. So it's called Hits and Gigs. If you want these tickets.
It's called Hits and Gigs.
It's called Hits and Gigs, mate.
It's called Hits and Gigs.
It's called Hits and Gigs. That's a gag in itself. Hits and Gigs. And obviously standing for and gigs, if you
don't
know that.
Don't say it.
I didn't say it.
It's Kids in the Car, mate.
No, Hits.
It's 8:24.
Hits and gigs.
Kids go, what did he say, mommy?
Now, if you want these first tickets, 13 at 10:60, we don't have many to give away. It's very simple. We just need you to give us your best laugh. We just need a laugh because the thing is we're putting on a comedy night and we can't have people there that aren't laughers or that aren't good laughers.
Yeah.
I'm talking, I need volume.
You need big, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you might be doing some jokes.
Well, no, I will be. That's
so
the thing.
You confirm?
Yeah, confirm.
You're going
to
do some...
Well, I mean, do you want me to? I don't have to. I'm going first to get over it, and then the real comedians are coming on.
So you're going to do some stand-up?
I'll do some stand-up.
Okay.
You and I will do a thing at the start, too. We'll do a little prezzo at the start.
A little welcome. Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm the cool one. It's just like, whatever.
You are the cool one.
Yeah.
You're the cool one. You're doing whatever.
Yeah, and then...
Well, we heard whatever when you did stand-up.
Yeah.
Might play a bit of that.
I didn't want to do it again, but you made me. I wanted to write a book. You got the best of both worlds.
Oh, you know
you got
what?
To see me bomb in stand-up, and you got to write a book about yourself. You, the happiest you've been.
You know what?
That
I'll let you write a book on stage. How about that for people?
No,
yeah. We will play a little bit of your stand-up.
No, you know what? I want 13, 10, 16, call and boo. I want people to come to this thing that are loud booers, that are Jimmy fans, that are going to give it today.
No, because it's supporting you as well. Because you're going to be up there all the time. You're going to be at, after each comedian, you and I are coming on, mate. You and I are coming on. So yeah. You're going to have some gear ready.
So we're doing laugh. That's what we're looking for. Laughter.
We're looking for laughters.
Don't need to tell jokes to
no,
win stand-up?
Don't need to tell okay. jokes. No, we're not doing jokes. We just need
to. Ever one about friends out in the ocean?
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, he's a swimmer or something, wasn't he?
No, Lisa.
Oh, Lisa Kudrow. Jim, we've just launched our Hits and Gigs Comedy Gala. Again, that sounds like it's a joke. It's not a joke. We just don't have the opener made for that.
Yeah, yet. We don't have a little song and dance made yet, but we will.
It will be made. Now, how this is going to work is that we've got a bunch of Tassie's best comedians. They're performing like a gala-style show, hand-picked. There's also going to be some live music by our very own Shawnee B, free drinks, and also plenty of prizes. It's all happening on the 7th of May. Rest Point, Gavin from Joker's Comedy, he's helping us as well. He's hand-picked some of the best Tasmanian comedians as well. You and I are going to be there. We're hosting the night.
Sorry, so Gav, shout out to Gav, friend of the show. He's he's handpicked these people,
he's
has
hand-picked,
he?
Yeah.
Handpicked himself as
yeah,
well, has he?
Handpicked them, yeah, absolutely. He's put himself in there too. Yeah. Gav, well, he is one of Tassie's best comedians.
No, he did, I didn't even know him, and he did the warm-up for Marty Shergold.
Yeah.
And very funny. I did enjoy Gav.
Well, I mean, I don't want to give away too many people because we might get a few of these comedians on the show.
Don't worry about it then. We'll just do Gav today.
There is one on there, though, that I
you
think
you
would be very excited. Well, I don't know if we should mention him or not. He'll be one of our favourites, and you see him on TV a lot.
We haven't got the opener made yet.
You're so right. I'll say
because we're doing this for 2 weeks, aren't we?
2 weeks. Yeah. So I will tell you, you do want tickets to this. Now, how we've asked to give away the tickets, 13, 10, 60, we need some good laughers. Because that's the thing. If you're coming to a Hits and Gigs Comedy Gala presented by Jimmy and Nath, the prerequisite is you need to be able to laugh. You need to be able to laugh well.
Yeah, especially with Nath doing stand-up, Hobart, because he started doing it recently, and no one usually laughs. So if we can...
No one normally comes. They find out I'm there, they announce I'm on next, and people literally leave, which is nice.
So this way we guarantee people there, and we guarantee some laughter.
See, I just thought my mic wasn't on. Turns out just I suck.
No, you had some good gear.
No, I know I'm good.
The stuff you know. I don't know why I'm shaking. That was a good one.
You like that one? No, that I haven't even done that gear to you. That was just to you. Yeah. All right, Daniel from Roosevelt. G'day, Dan. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Going all right. Dan, you like to laugh, buddy?
I am.
I am.
I love laughing.
Yeah, okay, you love laughing, yeah. Do you like to laugh? I am.
We didn't ask you to speak English.
That's true. All right, Dan, so what we need you to do, if you want to come along to our Hits and Gigs, we need you to give us your biggest, loudest, longest laugh. Can you do that for us, Dan?
I can.
All right, when you're ready, bro, take it away.
Are you guys going to give me a joke?
Do you want a joke?
Yeah.
No, because just in case, Dan, that it's not funny.
Yeah, actually, that's so true. Yeah, that's so true.
Just laugh.
No, we need a cold laugh off. Yeah. How about I'll give you a like a boom tish, as in that would be the end of a joke, and then you laugh, okay?
Perfect.
All right, here we go.
Woo!
That's a good one. Yeah, you're in, Dan. One of the great laughs. All right, Dan, you're coming along to Hits and Gigs. Well done, buddy.
Cheers.
Thank you very much, Amanda from Primrose Sands. Hey, Amanda, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Amanda, do you like to laugh?
Yes, I do.
Do you like to drink and win prizes?
I definitely do with no kids around.
Well, it's an over-18s event. So.
Yeah, sorry, kids can't come. All right. That's not a joke. It's serious. Sorry, kids.
Yeah, no, seriously, kids, you can't come. All right, now,
they're
Amanda.
They're in the back seat asking.
Are they?
Sorry. Look, there's plenty of stuff for kids, just this not one of them.
Yeah, no, we do heaps of things for
nice
kids.
Nice jokes are very R-rated, Amanda.
Yeah, bit rude, Amanda.
Not for the radio.
Some poopy and wee-wee jokes that we can't put in there. All right.
And you swear too much, mate.
No, I've cut that out. I've cut that out. Yeah, I've been told not to swear because I'm not a good swearer. That's
no, you're not.
Story. No. Doesn't suit me, apparently. It's my mum's feedback.
Nate, you're not a good swearer. It's more of a Jimmy thing to swear.
So shut up, mum. All right, Amanda, before we give you these tickets, the prerequisite is you need to be able to laugh. I'll give you a boom tissue. Gives you biggest, loudest, longest laugh, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. It sounded sarcastic, but I'll give it to you.
You didn't say that.
All right, Amanda, you're coming along well done, okay?
Thank you.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.